The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today my guests are Superintendent Dr. Jerry Sanders. And we also have some band members joining us, some students from the Marching Mustangs. This program is sponsored exclusively by the locally owned and operated group of McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. If you are ready to get started working toward your college degree, McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville offer financial support to their employees to help make their educational journey easier. Archways to Opportunity offers programs to help make your goals become reality, and in a way that fits your lifestyle. For more information on receiving $2,500 annual tuition assistance available to part-time student employees, as well as other programs, visit their website, archwaystoopportunity.com. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We provide on-demand media programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. Super Chat is a show format we offer for school districts across the country. However, this episode of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Jerry, I welcome you to Super Chat. You know, the Marching Mustangs band won the Class C state championship. I mean, what a coup. That is so great. Give me the details behind this accomplishment.
Well, I tell you, I have grown. I was just talking to our students here in my office today how I've grown to love band because of the Marching Mustangs. I wish I could go back and go back to my high school and start over again. I would have done band because I could see how hard our students work. I love in the summer when the band students start showing up. And then the progression from just the initial practices, the early summer, and seeing how they develop their show. The way our band does it, I don't know if other bands do this, but it seems like they just roll out something new every time I see them. One of the band coaches this year started to tell me what their plan was for the year, and I said, oh, no, don't tell me. I want to be surprised. I kind of wanted to highlight band on this podcast. Not only, obviously, winning 3 state championships in a row and 4 overall, that's pretty amazing. And I was just mentioning again that when I try to go to the competitions and I see other bands performing, these other bands, they're sharp too. So the fact that we win the state championship just says a lot about our band. But it doesn't just happen by accident. It happens because, first of all, we have a great community, and so they send us these wonderful students who are very talented and dedicated. And then these students work hard. Temperatures during the summer could be super hot, and I just don't know how they do it. But they just keep progressing and building and working together. You know, we've talked before on the podcast how we're trying to rethink how you do high school in order to, we want to really make sure students not only have the academic background, but they have other experiences so that when they get into life, whatever they want to do, they're much further ahead than everybody else because of the experiences that they've had in high school. And, you know, we've talked on the podcast before about the ILC. We've talked about our student-run businesses and all the innovative activities we're doing across our campus. But we have some programs that have been in place for a long time that really meet that same goal, and band would be one of them. When I think about preparing our students for the real world, and I think about what our students do in band, they're learning discipline in terms of being on time. They each have their own job to do, and they have to do it well, or, you know, it could screw up the whole performance, and how they work collaboratively with other students and their coaches, and how much effort and passion they put into it. Those are soft skills that if we can get our students to internalize those skills, and then when they go out to the real world, whether it's the military, the college, or local workforce, then they already have those soft skills that are going to catch the attention of employers or whoever.
I agree with you totally. Those soft skills that you do learn in time management and promptness or punctuality, you know, you're absolutely right. Well, let me ask you this. I mean, we're in December. I would assume, of course, this being the Christmas season, you surely have a holiday program event scheduled involving band. Can you give our listeners any information regarding this event?
Well, this event includes a lot of different students who have different talents. We have a program we put together. It's called Tis the Season, and they've been doing this holiday production for, this will be the 31st year. And then at performance, there'll be choirs, show choirs, solos. There is a play that goes on throughout the production. This year it's called Wizard of Claws. It's a really big deal. I wanted to get that on the podcast so we could get a lot of the public to come out for that. It's actually this Saturday, December 7th at 7 o'clock, and then Sunday, December 8th at 2 o'clock. You can buy tickets when you get here, or you can call the high school, and they'll tell you how to get the tickets to be able to come see this performance. I like to tell everybody I can about it, because I remember the first time I walked out of seeing the Tis the first time when I first came to Edgewood, and walking out, I just told my wife, I said, wow, that was something you might see when you go to, you know, see a play, you know, in New York City or something. But at any rate, I wanted to get the listeners out to that and make sure that everybody knows about it so they can come and see this great performance.
I would like to just openly congratulate the Marching Mustangs on their fabulous state record of wins. Well done. Well done, everyone involved. And it does take an extraordinary amount of coordinated effort. So we do have some band members, students joining us now. And I would like to go around the table and have each of you introduce yourself. Someone start us off.
Hi, my name is Mary Crow. I am a senior at Edgewood High School. And this past marching band season, I had the honor of being one of our drum majors for the 2024 season.
Hello, I'm Julian Miller, another senior from Edgewood High School. And I have been marching baritone for 4 years with the Marching Mustangs.
Hi, this is Kaylin Dunham, once again, senior. I had the privilege to march trumpet for 2 years, and then for the last 2 years of my band career, I was one of the drum majors.
Kaylin, what instruments do you play, and how long have you been a member of the band?
I've been in band all throughout middle school and all throughout high school. I started early when I was a kid. I started on piano because my mom played piano, and she wanted all three of her daughters to as well. But when I got into middle school, I started trumpet.
Mary, how about you?
I have a variety of instruments I kind of play. So when I was a fourth grader, I learned the violin. And then when I got into middle school, I kind of dropped the violin and started playing saxophone. And I played saxophone for 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade. And then the summer in between my 8th grade and freshman year, I started to play the piano, which I love, and I still play a lot to this day. And then my freshman year, there was a need for a mellophone player in our marching band, and Mr. Wells, our band director, asked me to play mellophone. So I started learning brass, and I started playing the mellophone. And then after that marching band season was over, I picked up the trumpet for jazz band, and that's my main instrument right now. And then I also toy with the guitar a little bit because it's just like a pastime, something I really do enjoy to play. And then I was a conductor for my senior year.
Wow. Julian, what's your story? Can you top that?
I don't feel like my story is quite as long as Mary's. I have been playing trombone since 6th grade when I joined the middle school band. And then freshman year when I joined the marching band, my band director, Mr. Wells, told us, we don't march trombones, so you're going to march baritone. Don't worry, it's not that hard.
I'd like to ask each of you, how did it make you feel when you realized your band took the state championship again? Julian, let's begin with you.
Well, I assume by that you mean winning it this year and not last year, because frankly, that's too far away and I can't remember it. But this year, it was almost a roller coaster of emotions through all of the awards. Because I distinctly remember standing at the front of our retreat block on the field. They're going through the list of names, starting in 10th place. They work their way up. And just, of course, stress and anticipation is building. And we're all standing there. Then they announce 4th place, which put everyone into a weird state of shock. You could tell just the entire energy of the field changed because they announced, was it Northview? Yes, Northview, which was a band that was Class B last year. So they were projected to do amazingly, and they still had an amazing show. But everyone was just confused and shook when they announced 4th place, Northwood. Sorry, not Northview. It was Northwood High School. There's too many Norths.
Kaylin, what was your reaction?
You know, it was just, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, Mary and I, as drum majors, we had to stand all up on the front sideline, so we didn't get to stand with our band. But it is just so different being up there. And I, like, you're just in front of everyone, and you just feel the weight of it. And as soon as they got done with 5th place, I was like, okay, this is it. It's going to be anywhere from 4th place up. Got to prepare ourselves. But, you know, it was, yeah, after they announced 4th place, everybody just kind of sat there and they were like, well, things just took a turn. I loved being up there. Both the years I got to stand up for awards were amazing. Olivia and I, the drum major from last year, we were sobbing at awards. And this year, I just turned to Mary and I turned to Max, who's our backfield drum major, and I said, you know what? I love you guys. I love all the work that you did this year. And I'm proud of you no matter what, like as soon as we got up to the top 3.
Wow. Wonderful thoughts. And obviously, this is something you'll never forget. Mary, you must have been about as happy as one could be. Tell me what your thoughts were. What was on your mind going through your head?
So, to be completely honest, I had a very strong feeling that we were going to win the second I stepped onto the field. The energy we had throughout the band was so incredible. Like, I get goosebumps just thinking about it. It was indescribable how much effort and work we put in, and to finally be at the end of it, it was just so rewarding to have that feeling. But when we were in the awards block and me and Kaylin were standing in the front, they went through all the names. The anticipation was growing, like Julian and Kaylin have explained. But when they announced Western getting 2nd place, the amount of relief and happiness that like ran through my body once I realized we won, it was insane. It was indescribable. I was so excited to have a 3-time state championship title in my high school career. That's an indescribable award and feeling to be able to have.
I would assume that being involved in music, whether it be instrumental or vocal, really has lifelong benefits to you. Do you think this is true? How do you feel about that comment?
I'd say it's absolutely true. There's plenty of skills from music that apply to everyday life and from the program separately to that that just apply. I mean, Dr. Sanders started this with saying we're very punctual. It's a thing we've learned from the band program. I've seen only one person come out of the band program that is not a very, very punctual person.
I completely agree as well. Like, I think these two will agree with me, but this program has changed me, like, completely as a person. Like, I was the classic, like, shy kid. I didn't talk to anyone. I didn't play loud in band. I was just there. But now I've turned into a drum major, and I led the band for 6 months or however long we do this for.
I also think that the program really does have an effect on a person's character. And it is a gift to be able to have done it for 4 years, and I'm jealous of those who get to do it for 5 or even more, because we allow 7th and 8th graders to be in our program. Music as a whole, I think playing music, if you continue to keep it in your life even past high school, I think it can be an escape and a nice place to visit when you're stressed out or bored or don't have a lot of things to do. I think it's a nice resource that musicians can fall back on, even if it's not a career or something you center on. It's a good hobby to keep in your repertoire.
It changes your mood.
I agree, yes.
Well, again, I want to congratulate you and all of your fellow band members and your band director and all other individuals that made this happen. It's quite an accomplishment and just comes with a lot of dedicated work. That is perfectly obvious. Well, this has been a wonderful conversation today. Your schools can be very proud of your achievements. I want to take this opportunity, though, to wish you and all of our listeners a happy holiday season, a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And for any of your Spanish-speaking families, I would say Feliz Navidad y Feliz Año Nuevo. I thank each of you for joining me today here on Super Chat. This has been great.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Folks, I ask that you share this podcast with your community of school-associated friends using social media. I'd like to thank our sponsor for their support, the locally owned operated McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. Just remember, if you have a comment or a question for us right here in Studio Number 7, email it to us, shout@theflypod.com. Well, I have been your host, Gary Puckett. And our show comes to you free and clear on your portable media device or computer through the program feeds of the flypod.com New Media Network. We're glad you joined us today. Thank you for listening in here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Beanblossom Community Schools.